Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigang Dapob Sonam about the order of the universe. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigang Dapob Sonam. 10256 July 8, 2020, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Every situation in this world must follow a correct order, according to the law of nature. Everyone benefits and becomes comfortable by obeying it. But when those who are not clear or wise defy the law of nature and the order of the universe, only thinking of personal benefit, they hurt, harm, and cause problems for others. At the same time, they diminish themselves and generate much negative karma. But those who are not clear or wise in order to serve their own benefit do not follow the correct order or law of nature. Hence, they hurt others and diminish themselves, which accumulates negative karma. With the mind that truly cares for others, which is the mind of compassion, even when we are not yet clear, we always go on the path of caring for others. For this reason, we can accumulate much benefit for ourselves. But especially when the environment is not so good, in order to eliminate that situation without undermining the self, acting in ways that hurt, harm, or diminish others causes many problems for the self. However, even if we have not yet realized the teaching of Buddha, but we have the mind to think about and care for others, we then automatically know how to truly care for ourselves. But while having the mind of supporting others, the lack of wisdom and a strong I, my, me can drive us to carry out ignorant actions. Hence, learning the teaching of Buddha and practicing accordingly are very important. To illustrate, there is a practitioner who, out of concern and care for the finances of the monastery, suggests to have a 100-day retreat now, like we usually do at the end of fall, in lieu of the summer retreat, because it is now easy to hold presently. Of course, it is appreciated that the practitioner thinks about the situation of the monastery. However, such suggestions are not correct. This is also as if a mother tells her children that they should eat the uncooked food while she is at her work because of the need for money and necessity to retain her job. So, after eating the uncooked food, the children get a stomach ache and even fall ill. Similarly, the 100-day retreat must be held in the correct season and at the right time so that the participants can benefit and be protected. The sequence and order of events, happenings, and tasks are always very significant. It is necessary to follow the prescribed order for the universe, this globe, and the evolution of sentient beings. So it is especially important for everyone that the 100-day retreat commences before the winter retreat. Remember that when spring comes, the grass grows, and so all phenomena follow the law of nature, thereby benefiting from the results. Sukamuni Buddha, for example, went to many retreats to attain the truth and followed the correct order, thus attaining enlightenment. Therefore, if Sukamuni Buddha would say, "In order to save all sentient beings, I have to hurry and get enlightened and sit in the Himalayan mountains for only 3 months," then would Prince Siddhartha become Sukamuni Buddha, the world-honored one? Therefore, our own clarity is our true treasure. Although thinking of others can create good karma, it is essential that the good merit gained is accompanied by wisdom. Sagacity always enables us to more truly help others, and hence, if you are not clear, please practice more. Thank you very much, Jiklang Nepopsanam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jiklang Nepopsanam. I wish you a happy, nice, and relaxed week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.